Good afternoon, Jeff.
Tell me about this press release. Why did you send it out today?
Well, what we've seen, Jeff, certainly interstate and overseas, is a rolling out of vaccine ID systems or vaccine passports that are then determining who can patronise certain businesses. And what we don't want to see, what we don't want to have in Western Australia, is a scenario where people are locked out of their favourite pubs, bars, restaurants, hospitality venues or cafes because they haven't got their COVID certificate on them. We don't want to see people deterred from going out and enjoying hospitality. And at the same time, what we need to see so that we can move forward through this pandemic is as many people getting vaccinated as possible so that we can best protect the community and try to get back to some sort of normal. And that means also getting top-up vaccinations as we go through this cycle of the pandemic and the variations of the virus. Our view is that we've got a unique window of opportunity to get as many people as possible vaccinated in WA. There's a lot of vaccine coming online and available through the eligible services. WA's led the way through the pandemic, but our vaccination rate is lagging behind the rest of the country. And in order to avoid having to have passport vaccine policy for entry into their favourite hospitality venues, let's get beyond that so there's no need for government to mandate that.
It's interesting, isn't it, that we've heard Mark McGowan say, look, we will look to do it for travel, for airline travel domestically and internationally. We will look to do it for big crowd events like the Ashes cricket perhaps or maybe concerts. But when he was asked questions about hospitality, he said, we haven't gone down that path yet. Bradley, how close do you think we are getting to the conversation turning down the path of hospitality, as we have seen in some other places and certainly some European countries where you can't go and have a drink and something to eat in Paris unless they have confirmation that you've either been twice vaccinated or you've had a test in the last 24 or 48 hours?
Well, that's exactly right, Jeff. There are some cities and states in the United States that have implemented that no vaccine, no service policy. The UK had implemented that policy. They've now since backtracked on that. The New South Wales reopening roadmap has outlined that only fully vaccinated people or those with a medical exemption will have access to certain freedoms, and that means being able to visit their pub, local pub or restaurant. And Daniel Andrews in Victoria has proposed similar conditions as well. We don't want anyone locked out of their favourite local pub, bar or restaurant in WA, and the best way of that happening is by everyone getting vaccinated and getting the jab. What we know is certainly from the evidence in those jurisdictions where the virus is still rampaging is that those with the least amount of complications have had vaccines of some shape or form, whichever brand it is. But in jurisdictions and areas where people are not getting vaccinated and there's still a high level of exposure, they still have the highest level of death and damage done to the unvaccinated population. And we know that if we want to travel in the future, we know if we want to keep borders open, whether they be interstate or international, we need to get to a situation where the normal is vaccination of the population. And that's critical to getting us back to some sort of normality of what we experienced prior to COVID. Unfortunately, who knows, we may never get back to normal as we knew it for some time. It may take 5 years, it might take a decade before we deal with COVID like we do with polio or some of the other diseases that have ravaged the population over the last 100 years or so. But hopefully, if we get to a very, very high level of vaccination, we slow down and we mitigate the risk of COVID spreading through the community. But importantly, we try and maintain the freedoms that we all enjoyed prior to COVID-19 hitting us in February, January last year.
Bradley Woods is my guest on ABC Radio Perth from the Hotels Association, talking about a campaign on behalf of the Hotels Association and the hospitality industry, encouraging you to get jabbed. Why? Well, he actually outlined, as a lot of people have outlined, if we're talking, is there consistency in the national approach beyond politics? Yes, there is, because it is about getting vaccinated. That's what just about everyone wants you to do. That's the message coming from everyone. Get vaccinated so we're not in situations where we are in lockdowns or in extremely difficult circumstances. Bradley, if we were in a situation where it was mandated that you had to be double jabbed before you could go to a pub or a cafe or a restaurant, would you have any sense at the moment what impact that would have on the ability of those businesses to keep working?
I think it would dramatically impact on them, Jeff. You imagine going into your local favourite coffee shop, cafe, restaurant, pub, small bar, tavern, and the first thing you have to do is try and demonstrate to someone on the front door that you have been double vaccinated. Now, firstly, a lot of those venues don't have door people. You know, a nightclub might, or a really busy pub on a Friday, Saturday night might have. But these are small businesses, medium-sized businesses running on limited margins. They don't have the capacity to introduce specialised door people to check people's medical certification. And I don't think they want to. I certainly wouldn't want to be running a business where I've got to query people's vaccination system or that, or what diseases they may or may not be vaccinated for. The end of the day, it's not something that we're in the business of. We're in the business of hospitality, not in the business of being able to match health records. Now, if you're flying interstate or you're flying internationally or you're attending a large mass gathering with a ticketed online system, it's very easy to match a digital passport or digital vaccination record through the online systems that are being developed by the Commonwealth. It's very difficult to then do that in a hospitality environment where you've got unannounced people that are just walking in off the street and we're just living life as normal. That's a very, very different situation to a pre-organised, pre-arranged, ticketed event. And hearing the Premier's comments today, that's certainly promulgated us to reinforce this point that we want businesses to be able to determine their own policy, like the casino is doing, and we support their right to be able to do that. But at the same time, some businesses don't want to do that. We would much rather see the vast majority of the population protected, looking after their and their fellow West Australians' interests by being vaccinated, so as to avoid having to have a vaccine or vaccine ID or passport check at the door.
Bradley, as ever, thank you for talking to me today.
Pleasure, Jeff, and thanks very much for taking an interest in our perspective.